Clay, your feelings about lining up every dime as an outside linebacker, practicing as an outside linebacker, your feelings about that?
It feels good. Obviously, as I've continued to say, I feel like that's my most natural position. But it almost feels like I kind of never left that room and never left that that spot of rushing off the edge. So it feels good to get back out there and work with Pep and the other boys. And I'm excited about it. It's obviously, as I said, a position that I'm most comfortable with, and hopefully that's the case moving forward.
Are there any ways that having played inside helps you now that you play outside again?
Yeah, I mean, our defense is always changing and evolving, but there's definitely some schemes and kind of understanding where all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. So, yes, in regards to that, but really when it comes down to it, a lot of the outside linebacker game is a lot of one-on-one matchups too. So, to answer your question, yes, it does help.
Are you still a movable piece? Not to the extent you obviously have been, but...
I think so. I think, from the first... 5.5 years I had here as a, a true outside linebacker, I was still moved around. So I don't anticipate that changing at all. And perhaps it might even help move me back inside, on more occasions. So we'll see. But right now I think, they have me on the outside and, put my hand in the dirt.
Blake was talking about just it's kind of swimming, trying to make sure he's up to speed with communication where I'm with ones. I mean, how difficult of a chore is that? You caught him trying to... extra hard or make sure those checks.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult for a rookie to come in here and expect to start from day one, not only in training camp where you have the OTAs and the offseason to go through, but to come in here on day one when you're drafted 2 weeks prior. So he's coming along, he's doing his best, and obviously there's going to be some learning pains along the way, but he's proven that he for the most part he's making the right calls and knows the formation, the signals, and is really I think it's a good thing for him to be kind of thrown in the fire, so to speak.
Talk about having Nick Perry here with you guys, finally healthy, here with the offseason with you guys. How much of a difference does he make when he's healthy?
Well, Nick has proven that when he's healthy and he's on the field, he's a true threat to, offenses and especially in the pass rush. And not only in the pass rush, but in the run game as well. Yeah, he's a huge factor. And I think he'd be the first to admit that injuries have kind of limited his playmaking ability. So, it's a good deal from him. From talking with him, he's got a one-year deal, I don't want to speak on behalf of him, but a kind of a prove it deal. And, we like to think if he can stay healthy, he's a legitimate shot to be well taken care of.
Each year you kind of move up on the seniority list as far as one of the real veterans of this team. How does that make you feel, and how do you view that leadership role?
I think my leadership role continues to stay the same. I think the only thing that really changes is how people, especially younger guys, view me. A lot of the rookies coming in are, they're kind of in awe of, seeing a player going into his eighth year. But I still look at, somebody like Pep or, players before me who are over a decade in and just continuing to excel. So for me, I think just, continuing to, talk with them, give them pointers here and there, and just kind of continue to not only lead by example, but, impart wisdom where I see fit.
Clay, how important, though, is to have guys like you, Jordy, Aaron, all year during these offseason workouts and drills and OTAs?
I think it's real important. You obviously look at the season which we had. We didn't have offseason training, and we obviously did very well during the season. But I think more so than that, it just kind of builds the camaraderie of the team, and it really gives us a leg up headed into training camp because we simply reinstall the same packages we're doing today, but we just jump into it so much faster, and especially with live bullets, coming at us right at the game, especially being that it looks like we'll probably be starting early with the Hall of Fame preseason game. So it'll be good though, and it's always especially beneficial to the young guys.
With the Hall of Fame game, it's one more preseason game, and the value of that. Take it or leave it, but the extra week of preparation, does that matter at all, that extra week that you're here?
I don't know. I'm sure some people will say yes, other people will say no, but I know for me, I haven't done this for several years now. I know what I need to do to get ready. It certainly doesn't take 6 weeks or whatever it is, but I'm sure it can't help, or excuse me, can't hurt. So, I'm sure everyone will do what they needed to be ready come that, opening game against Jacksonville.
Clay, I know it's just the second open practice, but is there kind of extra energy boost that comes along when you see the fans out there, when you're back out on the field and just kind of back at it?
Yeah, it's always great to have, you know, the fans out there, obviously, with this team meaning so much to the city, but especially for them to come out during OTAs, which, you know, we're really, the only thing we're working towards is something within this locker room rather than what they perceive, what they usually see during the season, which is a game. So it's great to have that, the support year in and year out and in the off season as well. So we always enjoy that, and I think you can tell from, you know, hopefully the second practice that this team likes to have fun out there, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, and, you know, hopefully we show that.
Clay, the plan for you to go back outside, is that something that Mike or Don talked to you about at the end of the season, or what did you know that that was going to be the way you guys went?
Yeah, and talking with, and, you know, in the exit interviews in which we, you know, had, that was a plan moving forward. You know, I think they anticipated getting me back on the outside, which, you know, I've said time and time again, which I feel like not only do I feel most comfortable at, but, you know, they do as well. And, you know, so I think that was the plan all along. I'm not sure how that affected off-season transactions, but, you know, so I was well aware of, you know, probably where I was going to line up once I came back here.
Did that change anything you did as far as your training, or is it pretty much the same as well?
No, it's pretty much the same. It's training-wise. You know, once I got back out there, especially having those 3-4 weeks of whatever, you know, the start of off-season just kind of, you know, helped get back into, you know, that pass rusher mentality with, you know, the drills in which we're running and the get-offs and the bag drills. So, it seems pretty seamless, though. I feel very comfortable out there, and you know, obviously, the further we move along in these OTAs as well as training camp, it should get more and more fluid.
Is that something that you pushed for? Go back outside?
Well, you know, I've always tried to be you know, a team player, and I think I you know, kind of exemplified that in you know, making the switch. I don't think many players you know, would do that with you know, the success I like to think I had on the outside, but I think it really helped this team out. I think, you know, there were times that, I mean, you look at statistically where we went from, you know, as a defense, both, you know, rush statistics as well as pass, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, they see my, you know, most natural and most impactful position as a pass rusher.
When you look at the defense as a whole, what separates a good defense from a great one, and where are you guys at on that scale now, and where do you hope to be this year?
You know, I felt really good about this defense the last 2 years and where we finished. And unfortunately, that's short, but, I mean, I think we were up there as far as, you know, top, you know, whatever number you like to put in there. But we definitely were playing some of our best ball these last, you know, 2 years. But and we hope to continue that trend. It seems as if, you know, we always, you know, we'll have bumps along the road throughout the season. We'll have great games. We'll have games in which we don't play to the best of our ability, but it seems as if you can peak towards that playoff run, and hopefully all three, you know, facets of your game are clicking. You have a very real shot of getting back to the Super Bowl.